Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I think that now is the time to reflect on and honor the life and accomplishments of Ted Kennedy and to pray for the comfort of Vicky Kennedy and the whole family.
That was Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick speaking Wednesday at a press conference where he declared this a time of mourning and reflection. But the governor's office is feeling pressure from Capitol Hill to sign into law a bill which the late senator himself proposed. Now, if it's actually passed, the bill would give Governor Patrick the legal authority to name a temporary replacement for the senator. But the current law mandates that Patrick wait at least 145 days to hold a special election. Joining us now is a man that's really involved in the current legal proceedings. Timothy Murray is the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Massachusetts. Good morning to you, Timothy Murray. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Now, the question is, do you honour a dying man's political wish or do you uphold the long-standing law of the land? Where do you stand on that?
Well, you know, the debate I think will begin in earnest next week, but I think right now, appropriately so, as the governor mentioned, that we need to celebrate Ted Kennedy's legacy, his life, and be there to support his family. And clearly, he made a request. It's one that deserves, I think, serious and prompt consideration, and one that I support. But after this weekend, there'll be, I think, a real vigorous debate and discussion on that, and hopefully a quick resolution.
If you don't mind us preempting the weekend break and just getting straight to that discussion, why do you think Senator Ted Kennedy asked Governor Patrick to make an exceptional concession?
Well, I think he understood, perhaps better than anyone, as someone who served for 40-plus years, about how each and every vote matters and how having all people on deck to represent Massachusetts. Certainly the health care debate is taking place as we speak, and that is often talked about as the why that the vote is so important. But we also have the Federal Transportation Reauthorization Bill that is likely to come up in the fall or some version of it. That's billions and billions of dollars, and a change in a formula or a tweak of a formula one way or another could have a very negative and adverse impacts on the Commonwealth's efforts and states in the Northeast to try to address our rail, road, and bridge infrastructure. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of legislation, and it is, I think, in the Commonwealth's best interest to have a full delegation working day in and day out to protect the interests of Massachusetts and look for opportunities to help grow the economy and create jobs.
Lieutenant Governor, let me just play a little bit of sound from Governor Patrick from Wednesday, where he really does understand the urgency of succession in the Massachusetts Senate seat.
I think it's a particularly timely request at a time when there are such profoundly important proposals pending in the Congress. Massachusetts needs two voices in the United States Senate.
And when I looked at the history of what was happening in Massachusetts and went back to the idea of succession in Massachusetts, it did seem really hypocritical, considering that Mitt Romney was barred from naming a replacement for John Kerry's seat had he won the presidency in 2004. But now the Democrats want to change the law back so that they can put a Democrat in that Senate seat. How do you respond to that kind of accusation? Is there grounds for the hypocrisy idea?
Well, you know, the governor and I were not at the State House. There are a fairly significant number of state reps and state senators that did not participate or take place in that vote in 2004. And so is every legislature or every governor bound by votes that were taken 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago? I don't think so. But certainly, you know, politics and party politics play a role in all of this, and that's what happens when people and parties are in power. They make decisions that they think are in the interest of the people that sent them and their philosophical approach to things. So I don't think that's a surprise that politics is a factor. I don't think it is the driving factor, but it is a factor here.
Lieutenant Governor, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Timothy Murray is the Lieutenant Governor for the state of Massachusetts.